Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
The Texans come to Jacksonville, come away with a victory. They get big, big plays in all three phases of the game. Offense, defense, and special teams. Let's take a look at some of the happy highlights in the Texans Rewind.
Third down and six for the Jaguars at their 40. Bortles, shotgun, no backs. Here's the snap. Bortles looking left, fires that way. And it's picked up by Kareem across the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cuts inside of the 10 over the 5. Kareem checks into the house. Pick six. High formation behind Brock. Second and six at the Jacksonville 46. Hand off Miller. Straight ahead across the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and drag down at the goal line. Is he in? They're going to mark him inside the one. Second and goal inside the one. Bexham and I, Blue and Frost. Brock fakes the give. Brock throws to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Ryan Griffin. Houston retakes the lead. Jaguars with a third and 18 from their 20. Big down. Bortles out of the gun. Gets the snap. They set up the screen left side to Lewis. He's not going to get anywhere. A loss on the play as Eddie P makes the play for the Texans. Norman ready to punt. Snap on target. Here's the punt. Here's Irvin at the 35-yard line. Makes the catch right side. Starting left. Has the 40. 45. 50. Cutting left. 45. Left sideline. The 40. Breaks the tackle. 35. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. And he's ridden down inside the 10-yard line at the 6. Tyler Irvin with the wheels to get the Texans a first and goal. Anderson motions toward the line. Brock takes the snap. Throws right side. Hits Anderson. Touchdown, Houston. Second TD pass of the game for Osweiler as the Texans build on their lead. On third and long from the Houston 19, here goes Miller in motion. And the handoff to Hunt, running to the left side, cuts it back 30. Hunt still going across the 35, has the first down. Miller with the lead blocking work, and Hunt taking it up the left side for the first down, a 17-yard run. On third and 10, Bortles in the gun, punch formation right. Here's the snap to Bortles. Here's some pressure. Bortles goes down. Simon and Cloudy get there to bring down the quarterback. Osweiler puts the leg down. Here's the snap. Brock looking to throw. Guns it right side. And it's caught by DeAndre Hopkins at the 23-yard line. The sticks move for Houston. A clutch throw by Brock Osweiler to DeAndre Hopkins. And this one is over. Houston beats Jacksonville 24-21. Winning on the road for the first time this year and going three games above 500 for the first time in 4 years.
The Texans are now three games over 500, 6-3 with John Harris, Texans radio sideline reporter. Got a little bit dicey there at the end, but DeAndre Hopkins comes up with a big catch. Key turning point in this game, though, I think, the Tyler Irvin punt return that sets you up first and goal at the 7.
Yeah, there are a lot of turning points in this game. I mean, you start the game with a Kareem Jackson pick 6. I mean, that was massive. There's so many plays. I mean, Tyler Irvin, that was that whole series. The defensive series right before was maybe the best defensive series. That three and out, Eddie P made the tackle on the sideline, and then Tyler had the punt return, scored the very next play. So a lot of different things about this game. It was just up and down, up and down. Here's the thing. That's a now 2-7 football team over there.
Doesn't look like one.
It's a talented team.
Yeah.
It's a good win on the road. And again, on the road, winning on the road with a banged up Texas team.
I was going to say, put a little bit of an asterisk by, because you have starters like Vince Wilfork, Will Fuller out. You still don't have Brian Peters, who's your best special teams player. Yeah. You're missing A.J. Boye, who many have argued has been your best cornerback all season. So a banged up, like you say, team comes in here. You get big, big contributions from the likes of Tyler Irvin, from the likes of Akeem Hunt.
Thank you. Yes.
Who was a practice squatter the entire first part of the season. Only two times in Texans history the Texans have been three games over 500. They've come in 2011 and 2012. Won the division both of those seasons. Two of the better seasons, best seasons in this franchise's history. What's next? You go to Mexico. This is a pretty darn good Raiders team you're going to see next Monday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully you'll get some guys healthy.
Yeah.
If you can get Fuller back, you get Boye back, you get Wilfork back, you're gonna need, but you also get an extra day. That's good because you're playing Monday Night Football, so you get another extra day to get guys ready. But if you can have all those guys, what it does is it sort of settles things down. Take A.J., for instance. When A.J. was not able to play, you got to play Kareem outside, where in nickel, Kareem's going to play inside, and that's where he thrives. So it just kind of reconfigures everything. It takes a little while to get used to that. Then the defense played very well for a long stretch until that very end when they gave up the pass interference, and then Robinson got in the end zone. AJ's probably a better cover on Robinson because he's a little bit taller and longer. So you get guys healthy, it just kind of settles everything down. It puts everything in place where you want it to be for both offense and defense.
No doubt. John, this was a nail-biter at the end, but it's a fun one. I'll take it. 6-3 are the Texans. John, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Don't you move a muscle, because more Texans Huddle is coming back after the break.